What's better than this, guys? Being dudes here in the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. It's time to make some money. Time to figure out what games we're going to lay down some cash on, predicting the top 25 against the spread. Kyle, welcome from outer space or wherever you are.
Yeah, it's. I want to give a shout out to Comcast Xfinity, their mobile hotspot. I bought the day pass. Comcast Xfinity's internet works better from a satellite or a tower, however far away from my house, than the router that sits in my living room from Verizon does. And I think that's amazing.
So if Kyle sounds a little bit different today, he's, Delaware, the state he lives in, very new to the internet. And hopefully that gets established very quickly here for you.
What? Da-dum-tsh. We're the first state.
I know, but the last state evidently to get internet that's reliable.
Joe, I need to make a confession looking at this week's slate of games.
You're scared.
I am scared because... have you counted how many single-digit spreads there are this week?
Dude, I didn't feel good. I put this together earlier today, and I did not feel good about a lot of this.
There's like 5 single-digit spreads this week.
Yep.
And like 20 games.
So this is going to be an important week to try to, you know, be a little bit above 500, but I'm not sure that, you know, I'm going to get, you know, a bigger increase in terms of percentage right. But we'll try.
So we both had good weeks last week. I have felt really good about some weeks we have done on this show, and I want to give that disclaimer right on the front end right now. I don't feel great about this week. So bet accordingly.
We'll do the best we can. All right. So I'm what? I'm up 8, right? Up 8 points?
You are up 8 games. You are 84 and 55 on the season, which is 60%. I'm 76 and 63 on the season at 55, 56%.
All right. I want more than 60%. All right, here we go. I'll do the first one, I guess, if you're good with that.
I mean, this is your show. I'm just here for the second place. So you tell me what you want to do.
I'll go first because I have the game up. Also, you are the person who gets to go first on changing a game at the end. Since I was the first last week. All right. This is Friday night and that makes me nervous. Ohio State number 4 at Northwestern. Ohio State 28-point favorites. Ohio State and Northwestern both coming off of a bye week, which I think helps the Friday game be normal as opposed to both teams playing on Saturday. And then on Friday, I've been rolling with Ohio State all year long. They've not let me down yet, and I'm not going to predict it to happen against an inferior opponent that's averaging 14 points a game on offense. Give me the Buckeyes to cover 28 points at Northwestern.
This is difficult because I told myself I was just going to do the opposite of what my mind told me to do on Friday night games. And my mind tells me to pick Ohio State. But then you also pick Ohio State, and Joe, I am not about to drop a game on a Friday to you because my mind told me to do something and my Friday night intuition told me to do the opposite. I will also take the Buckeyes to cover 28, but I'm telling you right now, Northwestern will backdoor cover this game. But I cannot pick it against you with any confidence whatsoever. Is that the only Friday night game on this week?
That's it. The rest are Saturdays.
Okay. So the rest is normal. That's great. Because I look at number 3 Clemson on the road in Louisville. I'm sure Louisville is going to be fired up to play this football game. They are playing way above their weight class right now. They're off to a 4-2 start. But Clemson woke up last week. So give me Clemson to cover minus 24 on the road in Louisville.
I'm with you on this, Kyle. I think Clemson covers this game. Louisville playing, like you said, above their weight class, but they're still giving up 32 points a game, over almost 440 yards. Clemson's going to be able to score in bunches, and that will make it even more difficult for Louisville to keep pace. Give me, I like it. I like Louisville to not to lose by more than 25 points. All right, what do we got? West Virginia at number five, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is favored by 33.5 points. That is a lot of points. They are at home. West Virginia maybe a little bit better at times this year than we thought, but they're on a two-game skid here. They lost to Texas and Iowa State. They lost by 14 to Iowa State. They lost by 11 to Texas. Both of those at home. I think Oklahoma's a lot better than those teams. Will there be some hangover from the Texas win?
Who does Oklahoma play next week?
You think I know that? You're always big on that. I don't put any stock into who they play the next week, but that's a big thing for you. They play at Kansas State next week.
Lock it in.
Sooners.
Boomer.
A lot of points, man.
A lot of points in this game. And West Virginia lost a lot of players on defense, including Kenny Robinson, who was a draft pick in the XFL draft.
Yeah, he is. Yes, is he on the Defenders, if I'm not mistaken? No, the Battlehawks.
Yeah, he's on the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Yeah, my Battlehawks. Yep.
You know, I haven't had a chance to – I don't want to get too off track here, but is that your team?
Yeah, they're my team because they got Jordan Tiamu.
Oh, so and that's what I have not had the chance to do yet because I'm in outer space right now. I haven't had a chance to look fully at all the rosters and like fully break down how many of my brand guys are on each team. So that's something I'm hoping to do this week.
Yeah, we need to know your rooting interest.
All right, number six, Wisconsin on the road at Illinois. Wisconsin's on a tear. Who do they play next week? They've got a big game next week, I believe.
They might be idle. No, they've already been idle. There's two bye weeks this year. They are Ohio State. Ohio State, Kyle.
Next week.
Ohio State. Ohio State, yes.
And that's in Columbus?
It's in Columbus. And Ohio State with the extra day playing Northwestern on a Friday night.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
This might be a trap. Not a trap loss, but a trap bet loss. I'm going to pick Wisconsin for now, but this may be one I revisit at the end of the show.
I've been talking all year about how this Wisconsin defense has only allowed 29 points in 24 quarters of play. They have four shutouts in six games, steamrolling opponents. Illinois, thank you for what you did for me last week. I do appreciate that. But Wisconsin, give me them to cover. They're a very focused football team. John Taylor didn't have the production I think he wanted to last week. Looking for a big game from him against a team that allows over 200 rushing yards per game in Illinois and gives up over 30 points a game. So give me the Badgers. Big time win for them. Peloton is offering a limited time offer. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code LOCKED to get started. All right, Kyle, we've got number nine, Florida, going to South Carolina. South Carolina fresh off that big overtime win over Georgia. And LSU, obviously Florida coming off the loss to LSU, so very different dynamics for this football game. South Carolina's at home. I think Florida's going to come in here. They're only a five-point favorite. I think they can cover that, Kyle. I think South Carolina overachieved in that football game. They're going to be riding high after it. Florida's going to be focused. They probably are, you know, the message that Dan Mullen's preaching to them is saying, hey, we only have one loss. Everything we want to achieve this year is right in front of us. They're going to be focused. They're going to go to Columbia and win by more than five.
Well, this is a little bit of a tricky game, too, because both Helinski and Trask are banged up or were banged up last week. It sounds like neither one of them will miss the game, but that is a dynamic of this game to watch. Joe.
Yeah.
This might be free money. our Gators might be free money. Don't know yet.
Hey, which you hit free money last week, right?
I did hit free money last week. Thank you very much to my alma mater, Penn State, covering 3 points.
Due to a missed, $20.
Missed 2-point conversion.
That game was wacky.
I sweat it. Hey, listen, we were different on 3 games. You kind of glossed over the fact that Illinois came back and Michigan just pooped their pants. The games we were different on, we needed a LSU interception in the end zone. We needed a touchdown from Arizona State with 30 seconds left in the game and Michigan to poop their pants. Each one of those 3 games could have swung one way or the other.
Yeah, I got 2 of them, though, you know?
You did. Yeah, it's that kind of year. I guess this is me, huh? I'm sitting here waiting for you to go.
This one's yours, yep.
All right. Number 11, Arkansas, on the road. A lot of ranked teams on the road, Joe.
Yep.
Playing Arkansas, Auburn favored by 19.5. What's Arkansas's record this year? Can you tell me that off the top of your head?
Arkansas is 2-4. They've lost their last 3 to Kentucky, Texas A&M, and San Jose State. All single score losses.
You say San Jose State is a loss?
Yeah, they lost 31-24.
That's all I need to hear. Auburn minus 19.5 will cover and regain their swagger.
What's funny is, didn't somebody recently tell us that the worst bet you can make is the ranked road team that's a favorite against an unranked opponent?
Yes.
Let's see if that proves to be true. I'm going Auburn as well. I don't have a lot of respect for Arkansas.
We've done it 5 times so far in 6 games.
Yeah. We'll pay close attention to that theory based on what happens this week, because this is the week where you find out. Yeah, you definitely get that this week. All right, Purdue at number 23, Iowa. Iowa is favored by 17.5. Whew. Man, Iowa's offense has just not been very good lately. But Purdue is definitely a defense that can be had. They're giving up 30 points a game and over 440 yards a game. And Iowa obviously could put the clamps on you defensively. Purdue surprised me last week, hung 40 points on Maryland, which is a team that's really fell off the face of the earth. Purdue's biggest challenge of the year came against Penn State. They lost 35-7. Iowa's at home. Kyle, you preached to me about how good Iowa's home field advantage is. I think they're going to be looking for their offense to really – their offense is going to wake up. Their offense is going to wake up, Kyle. They got to win by 18, though, Kyle. That's 3 scores. Whew. Their average margin of victory, they average winning by 14 points. Their average score is 24-10. Beat Rutgers 30-0, Iowa State 18-17, Middle Tennessee 48-3.
This ain't hard, brother. Come on.
I'm going Iowa.
Well, I got bad news for you, Joe.
You going Purdue?
You made the right bet. Purdue is not optimistic about getting Rondale Moore back this week. They've lost their starting quarterback with a broken collarbone. They lost their best defender in Marcus Bailey. I don't care how lethargic Iowa is. I'm betting money they kick 6 field goals and score 1 touchdown in this game and cover a 17.5-point spread at home. Give it to me. All right, number 2, LSU. On the road at Mississippi State. Joe's already filling in his answer here. LSU's favored by 18.5 points. Joe, I'm going to ask you one more time. Who does LSU play this weekend? Next weekend?
Oh, I got to erase my thing so you don't see.
Good. I'm glad.
LSU's game next week comes against the Auburn Tigers. In Death Valley.
Mississippi State at home. Almost 3 touchdown dogs. I'm gonna list Mississippi State for now. At home, LSU's coming off a big win. They got a big game next weekend, rivalry game. Mississippi State's kind of a middle-of-the-road team. I think Mississippi State gives LSU a tough ball game. I think their offense overachieves a little bit and gets after LSU. I think this is closer than 18.5.
Go Tigers.
No, listen, Mississippi State's quarterback situation is not good. They're not producing in the passing game, and I don't know if they're going to be able to keep pace in this football game. I don't. So I'm going with the Tigers here. But I understand the point you make there about it being a trap game. I really do. All right, this is a tough one here. Oregon, number 12, at Washington, number 25.
I'm glad you're picking this one first.
Well, Oregon's won 5 in a row. I mean, they've won their last 5 games. They're playing good ball.
But they've won some ugly ones.
They have. But, I mean, they probably played their best game against Colorado last week, 45-3 at home. And Washington's played funny business all year. And that's not a lot of points for Oregon to cover. I think I'm going to go Oregon here.
Just take the better football team?
That's what I'm doing here.
You're
Washington's
right.
Defense has been a little disappointing at times this year.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like it. I'm not crazy about this game one way or the other, but I would take Oregon as the better football team to win. Temple on the road against number 19 SMU. SMU's favored by 7.5 points.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Temple play a hell of a game last week? They beat Memphis in Philly.
They knocked
last
off Memphis. They did. Yep.
This is not a 2-for-2 scenario for Temple, because Temple, for whatever reason, they play like Superman in Lincoln Financial Field. And this is a road game against SMU, who will put up points. I think SMU covers 7.5.
I'm with you on that. Plus, SMU's coming off of a bye week, and their last game was that triple overtime win over Tulsa. I think that they're going to be ready to prove that they're deserving of their ranked slot, and I think they take care of business at home against Temple. Number 20, Minnesota at Rutgers. Minnesota, a 28.5 point favorite. When the hell was the last time Minnesota was a 28.5 point favorite?
Today.
That's crazy. Well, here's the deal with Rutgers. They've scored 7 points in their last 3 games. They've scored 24 points in their last 4 games, Kyle. Minnesota coming off of a big win over Nebraska, beat them 34-7. They beat Illinois 40-17. This team's hot. They're playing a crap team. Go Gophers, man.
Our Gophers, Joe.
I feel weird about it. Hey, if you're having fun listening to us talk about these lines and maybe you want to put down some cash, check out our friends over at MyBookie. Between football season, the MLB playoffs, start of the NBA and NHL seasons, there's no better time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. For the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if a couple of games you like this week are big favorites and you want to put some cash down, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag, because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support your teams this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use our promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Who's up on this one? Tulsa and Cincy.
This is me, huh? Yeah, Cincinnati at home, first, I think, yeah. 17-point favorites. I don't have any reason not to pick Cincinnati. Cincinnati covered last week for us on the road against Houston. Give me the Bearcats here. I just kind of have a gut.
Well, I like Cincinnati. I like their football team. And Tulsa's coming off a couple games where they've given up a ton of points. They give up 45 to Navy, 43 to SMU, 40 to Oklahoma State. I mean, their defense can be had. They're giving up 400 yards and over 30 points a game. And they're not necessarily scoring a ton. They're only averaging 23 points a game. Give me Cincinnati to win this football game big at home.
Can I interject real quick?
Sure.
We've picked how many games?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 12. Eight. Yeah, all right, 12.
We've picked the favorite in every game so far.
Well, that might not work out, Kyle. No, you probably picked, you had Mississippi State.
Oh, I picked Mississippi State. You've picked every favorite in 12 games.
Is that a bad move?
It's bold. It's bold. I guess we'll find out how it ends up shaking out by the end of this, though. Go ahead.
Some of those guys are road favorites, too. It's tough. All right, we got Louisiana Monroe at App State, 5-0, number 24 App State, 15-point favorites at home. Louisiana Monroe has been giving up a lot of yards and a lot of points, giving up almost 500 yards a game and 35 points, Kyle. But they're scoring 30. But, you know, App's a tougher defense. They're home, which, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever been out to App State up there in Boone. Fun environment for a football game. They're ranked. They're going to be fired up about it. Give me the Mountaineers to cover, win big at home.
Now, this is a favorite I can get behind, Joe. App State, give it to me. Now, number 18, Baylor. This is the trap scenario, right?
Right.
This has to be the trap scenario. Number 18, Baylor, on the road at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's -4. Anybody with a brain looks at this line and says, well, why the hell wouldn't I take Baylor +4? And it's a road-ranked team as an underdog in the Pac-12. Give me Oklahoma State -4.
Man, that's a tough one. I'll tell you why. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State as well, and I'm going to do it because they're coming off of a bye week. They have more time to prepare. Baylor's playing some closer games here. I mean, they won by 2 to Iowa State. They took 2 overtimes to beat Texas Tech. They only beat Rice by 8 points, Kyle. Oklahoma State's going to pour it on. All right, we got Missouri and Vanderbilt. The number 22 Missouri Tigers at Vanderbilt. Missouri is a 21-point favorite. Vanderbilt's been terrible this year. Yeah. They lost 34-10 to UNLV their last game, Kyle. Missouri's playing tough on defense. They're only allowing 260 yards a game and only 15 points. I mean, Vanderbilt's averaging giving up 37 points a game. Missouri keeps going. They keep on rolling. They go into Nashville and win this football game big.
I agree. And, Joe, SEC action, Kentucky at number 10, Georgia, coming off the loss. We talked a little bit earlier in this week how Georgia's hopes of a natty and making the college football playoff now stem completely in running the table. That would include beating Florida, beating either LSU or Alabama in the SEC championship game, and taking care of business elsewhere. Georgia, I think, comes out pissed off with the result of last night's game. Give me Georgia to cover big with a 25-point home spread against Kentucky.
Yeah, they're at home. They're going to be focused. They're going to want revenge. I mean, this is a Georgia team that's scoring 39 points a game, only allowing 12, over 500 yards of offense. Meanwhile, Kentucky's pretty middling. They only beat Arkansas by 4 at home last week, Kyle. Give me Georgia. I like your thought process there. Oh, I have to go first on both of these tough Pac-12 games, Kyle. Number 17, Arizona State, and number 13, Utah. Arizona State is a team that plays up and down to the level of its competition. And Utah, I think their offense has really come alive. Not that it ever went to sleep, but 38 points against Washington State, 52 against Oregon State. They're hot. They're at home. Our Utes. Well, maybe our Utes. I'm going Utah.
Wow. Joe, listen, you've been pounding the table for Herm Edwards all month, and I'm finally going to get behind you and take Arizona State to cover 2 touchdowns. And you go with the Utes, and you bail on Herm.
But I've been right every time I went with Herm so far this year.
Well, why wouldn't you go with Herm now? They don't have to win the game. They just have to lose by less than 2 touchdowns.
Give me the Utes. Arizona State's they got Jalen Johnson shut down Isaiah Hodgins. Now he's going to take on IU. Okay. Utah's got enough collective. They have more collective talent, especially on defense, to be able to handle some of the explosiveness of Arizona State. Plus, they're at home, man.
All right. Well, we have our second different game of the week so far.
All right.
Unranked Kansas on the road against number 15 Texas, who has dropped games this season to number 5 Oklahoma and number 2 LSU. Very tough draw for Texas to start the year. I can confidently say they're the best two-loss team in the country, Joe. But I can also confidently tell you Texas will cover 21 points on the coming off the loss in the Red River rivalry. Kansas is headed the right direction. They're not ready to bang with a pissed-off Texas team.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas coming off of a bye maybe helps a little bit, but give me a team coming off a loss like Texas that I think has a lot that they want to prove this year to cover that and win at home. Man, I'm telling you, I should not have went first. I get the tough ones.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah. 16 Michigan at number 7, Penn State. Penn State, 8.5-point favorites at home. They came off their big win over Iowa, which is a slobber knocker, Big Ten style game. Michigan did not cover against Illinois.
Yeah, go piss off.
You know what? The best part, I told you that my favorite part about that was going to be when you counted on Harbaugh and he let you down. That was what you needed. Penn State at home. I hear that's a rocking environment there. They're going to be fired up, man. 6-0, these Penn State Nittany Lions. Used to have Kyle Krabs roaming through the hallways there on campus. 8.5, so they got to win by 2 scores, huh? Iowa was the big test for Penn State so far this year. I remember we kind of talked about that. And they handled their business pretty well, but that was kind of their toughest opponent. They kind of, you know, they found their way against Pitt in a rivalry game earlier this year. I think Michigan's vulnerable, Kyle. I really do, especially when they play better teams. I'm going to go with Penn State at home because I don't think that you'll go against me because you're not going to ride Harbaugh and count on him again.
I really want to, though. I was really hoping you'd pick Michigan because so I could confidently go Michigan here.
Yeah, but
8.5 is a big number for Penn State, Michigan.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And there's no possible way Jim Harbaugh could lose a game to Penn State without it being a heartbreaker, which would involve it being a 1-score game. Can I get time? Can we come back to this? Or do I have to pick it?
I mean, this is a scenario we've not been in before.
I know. I really want to pick Michigan, but I'm scared to pick Michigan because it's Jim Harbaugh, like you said.
No, I think you should have to pick it. It changes the dynamics of the potential switches.
Okay. How many games are we different on so far? This is going to be my deciding factor.
We're different on two so far.
We got ASU and Utah. Fuck it. Michigan.
Oh, man. If Harbaugh burns Michigan, you in back-to-back Michigan weeks,
covering
man.
8.5. I will lead the brigade to have him dismissed at the end of the year if he betrays me again this week.
All right, you got to take lead on Tennessee and Alabama.
Okay, Tennessee's been playing a little bit better football this week or this past couple weeks. I don't care. Roll Tide, Bama minus 34.5. Lock it in.
Yeah, Roll Tide. A tradition like no other, Kyle. We close it out with Boise State. Boise State number 14.
Oh, and forever.
At BYU, our Broncos, 6.5-point favorites. This might be free money. This is a BYU team that's struggling, Kyle. They lost 3 in a row, including losses to South Florida and Toledo. Give me the Broncos to take care of this spread.
Whoa. BYU lost to South Florida?
Yes, Kyle. They've lost their last 3 games, South Florida, Toledo, and Washington.
How do you lose to South Florida? That program's a train wreck. Our Broncos.
Yeah.
A tradition, as you said, like no other, ending the Thursday bet lines with the Boise State game. They paid off for us again last week. Boise minus 12.5 over Hawaii. Give us both Boise minus 6.5 on the road against BYU.
All right, so you get to change something if you want to.
Yeah, I've got three candidates, and it's not necessarily the three games we're different on.
Right, I think that's an important distinction to make here.
So I'm looking at LSU Mississippi State. I'm looking at Michigan Penn State. And I'm looking at Ohio State Northwestern on Friday night, brother. If I change a game, would you change it, or are you changing something, or are you going to leave it the way it is?
I think I reserve the right to not say anything at this point regarding my intentions.
Oh, okay. We're playing that kind of gamesmanship. Okay. I didn't know we were playing like that.
This is the toughest week we've dealt with yet. I got to keep it close to the vest.
Yeah, this is a nasty week. This is a very nasty week. At least I had the balls to take some road dogs or some dogs.
Right. That might be the best thing you've done.
So a home dog in Northwestern would make sense, huh? I'm playing around with you a little bit. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to leave it the way it is.
Leave it as is. I was never going to switch Ohio State. That they've been too good to me. All right, so I have a chance to change something if I want to.
Yeah. You're going to come back to the dark side and bet Michigan on this Penn State game?
No. I think, and I'll tell you why I'm not going to. It's not because I don't think that it's a good bet that you made there. I think the possibility, I have a comfortable enough lead in this that the possibility of you getting burned by Harbaugh in consecutive weeks is just something I cannot take off the table. I'm good. I'm leaving it.
Yeah, you want it. You want it. All right, so free money this week. I am 1-2 in free money. That's how I kind of want to narrow this down. Part of me really is looking at, I really like Oklahoma at home minus 33.5. I like Minnesota minus 28.5. And I like Boise minus 6.5.
What about the Gators?
There's not a lot. No. I'm not betting free money. I got burned on a Gators free money game already this year.
Well, earlier you said this might be free money. So now, like 10 minutes later, you're off the rails with that.
Yeah, I know. I've come to my senses.
All right.
There's not a lot of lines I love this week.
No.
Like we said at the beginning, this is one of the kind of the more messy slates that we have because the lines are so big. If you're not familiar with the way free money works, if you place a bet on mybookie.ag up to $20 on a game that I'm designated as free money and it does not hit, you have to tweet me with the hashtag free money Thursday. And on Monday or Tuesday, I will do the drawing. We did not do the drawing live on the air last week. We kind of got disorganized, and that's my fault. So we will be back doing the drawing for the winner for that again next week. I'm going to go with Boise.
Yeah, I thought that was the right move.
BYU also, hot train wreck. Give it to me.
They are. Also, like, hopefully for your sake, there is no drawing next week on this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You're like, let me tell you when the drawing's going to be. yeah, so listen, what's fun about that, though, is like we kind of talked about, the ranked road favorite against an unranked team is the worst bet in college football. And we took it many times in this slate, and it's also the free money. So we're going to find out about that narrative this week.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that I just – all right. I'm giving away $20. That's fine.
No, you're not. Go Broncos, brother.
I hope so. I guess we'll find out. Come back tomorrow. We're going to recap the slate of action for NFL football this upcoming weekend. Some interesting games. We got Broncos and Chiefs tonight. Who you got, Joe?
Who's home? It's probably in Denver. Chiefs have played the last two at home, right?
I think it's in Denver, yeah.
I mean, I guess they're like teams that have been playing differently lately. I don't know. Kansas City's going to win this game, right?
Kansas City's better game or better team. Mahomes is a little banged up, but he'll still play. I think Kansas City wins.
Kansas City's three-point favorite.
Imagine if Kansas City loses, the knee-jerk reactions we'll get, though.
Oh, here for it.
Three. It would be a three-game losing streak for Mahomes and the Chiefs. Oh, my goodness. People ready to burn the place to the ground. So we'll break down that game a little bit tomorrow as well. Come back and see us. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.